She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him. And when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." He was preaching and teaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Today's Gospel is a real summary of the life of, or Jesus' public ministry at least. How he cured so many, and he cured everyone individually. Second, it's a clear sign of what we're supposed to do with good health. I've always been touched by that scene of Simon Peter's mother-in-law. As soon as she was cured of that debilitating fever, she got up and began to serve others. That our good health is an opportunity for us to love others. And that to the extent that we're healthy, that health is a gift. The fact that we can walk, we should be walking toward people to help them. The fact that we can speak, that we don't have a terrible sore throat, is a means by which we can speak to others and speak to them about Jesus. The fact that we can listen so that we can lend a compassionate ear. The fact that we've got hands that work is so that we can use those hands in order to love. It's a crucial lesson. Some of the times we don't appreciate our health until our health is taken away. The Lord wants us to appreciate the fact that he has kept us healthy in all the ways that he has kept us healthy, precisely so that we can use that to love others. What I want to focus on most, though, is at the end when Jesus synthesizes what his main purpose was. He was doing so much good there in Capernaum. He was curing countless from sunset all the way until dawn. People were starting to get excited. Demons were getting expelled. He was outside praying. They wanted to detain him. They wanted to keep him there. And Jesus said, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." He was sent into the world to proclaim the kingdom. And the kingdom is not a what, as Pope Benedict continually reminds us. It's not a what. The kingdom of God is, he says, God. It's a proclamation that God is alive, that God is here, that God reigns. And Jesus' whole mission was to proclaim that message, that God is alive, that he's working, that he needs to preach it, that it's here. And show it that it's here. And that's why all the messianic deeds accompanied the messianic words that we heard yesterday morning at the gospel in the synagogue of Nazareth. But as St. Teresa of Avila said, tying both of the parts of the gospel together, Christ has no hands on earth now but yours. He has no voice but yours. He has no eyes but yours, no ears but yours, no feet but yours. We've got feet, we've got eyes, we've got hands, we've got a voice, we've got all of this natural endowment as a gift by the Lord so that we can precisely carry out that mission to proclaim the good news of his kingdom, that God is truly alive, that he's active in our life, that he's about ready to feed us with himself and that he will live within us. Jesus is counting on us to continue that mission. That's the purpose for which he was sent. And that's the reason why we're still alive.